A key anti-Taliban tribal leader was assassinated today in a roadside bombing, the latest in a series of attacks against pro-government militias in the Afghan border area of northwestern Pakistan. The news comes as Pakistan prepares to celebrate the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha, which begins tomorrow. Peter Jacob is the Executive Secretary for the National Commission for Justice and Peace of the Pakistani Bishops' Conference. He told Kelsey Brennan-Wessels that this holiday can also be an opportunity for interfaith dialogue.
It's a big occasion of festivity, union of families, and prayer gatherings. The official media and Muslim clerics, they explain it as a symbol of sacrifice made by Prophet Ibrahim and his son. Of course, there is some controversy in the biblical and Quranic explanations. But moreover, it is something also the religions can be meeting. They can have a joint sort of reflections on this. Where there are multi-religious communities living, they must celebrate it together. So a time for interfaith reflections and dialogue also.
Now, of course, this is happening while the government has their offensive going on in the northwest. Is there fear that violence may rise on the holiday?
Well, because of the style that extremists have used, large gatherings to attack, the fear is always there. Therefore, the big prayer congregations are always protected and security measures are taken. Anyhow, sometimes it is also seen that the Eid holidays and the Eid gatherings are spared of this attack. So generally people have shown courage against this intimidation. They would still like to go to be it church or mosque. They would like to say prayers together.